Andre Segovia Show.
This is the Andre Segovia Show, and I am your host, Andre Segovia. I hope everybody's enjoying their August. It's been an interesting one for me, action-packed without a doubt, and I desperately need a vacation. Well, in this episode, we are returning to Real Estate 101, because it's been a while since I've done one of these, and I figured might as well, since I have another Real Estate 101 episode coming up that I'm recording, and that one is an interview with a lender, so that's a place where you'll be able to get a lot more information as to how the lending process works and what some of the terminology means, because a lot of people get confused when we enter into the realm of real estate, like, oh my gosh, what is this? I don't know what it is. What if Andres is putting me in something that I don't understand? Well, it's our job to make sure you do understand. And even when you don't understand, the point is to be able to explain things to effect and also give you the confidence in knowing that, hey, we got your back. Because that's important. Whereas some other professionals don't even bother explaining certain things because this is understood you. Like, oh, you should know better. So this is probably assumed that you understand. And I don't like approaching things that way, because I'd rather explain something and be told, like, yeah, thank you for reiterating what I already knew. You're preaching to the choir. I'd rather that happen than someone telling me, hey, you didn't explain this to me. That's always a slippery slope. I don't want that to ever happen. So in this episode of Real Estate 101, I want to talk about a real estate escrow. What is escrow? And I pulled up two articles, but I was spending more time on this one that I got from Zillow, because I like how they put these things out and they kind of speak in a more general language for everybody, which in a witty language, so I like that. But I want to first start off from thebalance.com. They have different forms of escrows, and this is the part that I'm going to bring up about what a real estate escrow is. The common use of escrow is the sale and purchase of a home. Escrow opens when a signed agreement is delivered to an escrow officer who helps to ensure that the conditions of the contract are all satisfied. Now let's go to Zillow. This is where I'll spend the rest of the episode on, because there's different parts in escrow when things are in motion, but escrow has to begin at some point. So that's why I read that first part. Escrow is when an impartial third party holds on to something of value during a transaction. Okay, so the best way to think about escrow is that your money is in limbo. So if you've seen Inception, when you get to limbo, it's like, okay, you're stuck in somewhere. Like, your mind is stuck somewhere. In this case, your money. Your money is stuck somewhere, but it's being handled by a third party. The third party does not work for the seller and does not work for the buyer solely. They are a third party acting as an intermediary for both of you, and also making sure that all the other facets of the agreement that both of you entered are being satisfied. So that's a really big step, because there's a lot of other moving parts in a transaction, as you'll see here. So we'll start off, and I like how Zillow broke it down, because escrow has to relate to different parts. So here's an example. Step number one, escrow and offers. When you make an offer on a home, you will write what is called an earnest money check that will be placed in escrow. That means it isn't going directly to the seller, but is being held by an impartial third party until you and the seller negotiate a contract and close the deal. You can't touch it, and the seller can't touch it. It's an escrow. So an earnest money deposit, when you hear putting a deposit on the property, you hear loan. Okay, the loan requires 3.5% deposit. So 3.5% is of the purchase price. So does that mean that 3.5% was going into escrow at the onset of it? No. An earnest money deposit is, look, I'm bringing in 3.5% down payment towards the home. And to show you that I'm interested in this home, I want to open escrow. I'm giving $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000, whatever, towards my deposit so we can open escrow. That is an earnest money deposit. So you're not putting all the 3.5% up front for the purchase price. You're only putting up a small portion to show that you're interested. The rest of the deposit comes in before the close of escrow, because you have to put in the rest of the deposit and also show that you have the funds available. That's important because it protects both parties. Say you put down an earnest money deposit that went directly to the seller and then couldn't reach a final purchase and sale agreement. You don't want the seller holding your earnest money hostage as a negotiated employee. Likewise, the seller won't want to sign over the deed to a home until you paid for it. And you won't want to hand over cash without the deed being signed. Escrow ensures everyone gets what they are due at essentially the same time. The next step, escrow and lenders. When you are talking with your mortgage lender, you'll hear about escrow again. They might talk about an escrow or impound account or reserves. They might use these terms interchangeably, and that's okay because they all mean the same thing. Yes, they do. They are funds held by the lender to make payments for your homeowner's insurance and property taxes. Lenders will collect them monthly along with your loan payment and then pay the tax and insurance bills when they are due. That's because your lender has a vested interest in making sure those payments are made. You may hear the term prepaids as well. That's money collected in advance for those bills to ensure that they got enough on hand to pay them when they're due. Yeah, I know, a lot of information. And we're gonna get into more of this in the lender side of things, but for you to understand, escrow has to coordinate this with the lenders, and the lenders have to coordinate with escrow as well. That's why we have an escrow. Boom, escrow and closing. This is where you wanna get to, right? Finally, you may hear someone refer to the closing of escrow. That's when your purchase is completed. A closing or escrow officer will oversee the final paperwork and handle the exchange of funds and recording of deeds. This person, sometimes an attorney, will ensure that all the money is properly dispersed and the documents are signed and recorded and that all necessary conditions are met before the close of escrow. So yes, this third-party agency has a lot to do on their part. Well, that's something that's very key to learn. Now, as an added bonus for what an escrow might do, there's something called what is the holdback of funds. Sometimes the sale may be completed and ownership transferred while funds are still held in escrow. For instance, if you've agreed to let the seller's family stay in the home for an extra week until their new home is ready, you would sign a rent back agreement requiring the seller to pay you a daily rate for the length of their stay. In the case of such a rent back, your real estate agent will likely advise you to have the escrow agent hold back a portion of the seller's proceeds until they moved out and left the house in the condition specified in your contract. Or perhaps you found something wrong during the final walkthrough of the house. Maybe the seller agreed to make the repair, but the work couldn't be completed by closing day. Money can be held in escrow to cover the cost. If you're purchasing new construction, you may have funds held in escrow until all work is completed and you've signed off on it. Once escrow is closed and all funds have been dispersed, you and the seller will receive a final closing statement and some other documents in the mail. Check the statement carefully and call the closing agent immediately if you spot an error. File the statement with your most important papers. You'll need it when you file your next income tax return. And that is the role of an escrow, including responsibilities of an escrow. There's a lot of stuff, and that's why I did this Real Estate 101 series, because it is a very complicated thing. To buy a home, your dream home, your starter home, it's a big step, and to do so requires a lot of moving parts. At the head of all these moving parts is your real estate professional. They have to make sure they're coordinating with all of these different entities that all go in together. The lender, the one bringing the money, to make sure everything's in order with them. They gotta make sure escrow's moving swimmingly, and if there's any issues with the other side of escrow, the transaction, that what this professional can do to help smooth out the process. Or response rates. The real estate professional is organizing all this, and not to mention there's another aspect of this that wasn't brought up. Escrow also deals with homeowners insurance and title insurance. So all those different facets all come together and basically handled by escrow, but escrow is not going to go actively search for them. Someone has to bring this to them, and that is through your real estate professional. So there's a lot of cogs into this machine of real estate transactions, and one of those cogs is escrow, and the engine that keeps it all going is the real estate professional. So that's why I do this series of Real Estate 101, so I could teach you the ins and outs of real estate so you know what to expect when you get into your first or next real estate transaction. All right, that's it for this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. I do have more episodes of Real Estate 101 coming up, in particular, the one about lending, because that's the one that most people want to know. how do I get the money to buy the house, right? So hopefully it will answer as many of your questions as possible, because I'll be interviewing my go-to loan officer for a lot of this information, because he's the one that has the answers, and that's why I'm bringing him on the show. All right, and that does it for this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Follow me on all the socials. Make sure you're following me on Facebook, because that's the hub of everything, where I post my YouTube videos, my Instagram videos, my stories. Everything is there behind the scenes, so you can be up to date as to what's going on with the show, what's coming up, and certain events that I'll be either appearing at or things that are coming to the show that you're going to want to be part of. It also announcing that I have launched a show in Espanol, so links are available on Facebook and my website. And also the Off the Record series, that if you're a member of the show, that you'll have access to. So these are episodes of the show that do not make the main broadcast, that are off the record, because I go off on different tangents and I'm no hold back. So those I leave only exclusively for now to members of the show. So find out more about how you can become a member of the show if you're not already by going to the Facebook of The Andres Segovia, and you'll find out the information there. Remember, my website is www.theandresegovia.com, and I'll see you on the next episode.